Well, I was all set to do a themed programme this month, and then situations, as well as new recordings, one of which heralds the reappearance of a famous organist, saw a change of direction for this month's Organ First Radio. Each week I scan the television schedules in the hopes that I might find a little organ world gem that will interest me, and last month there was not one but two such programmes. The first was on the Talking Pictures Channel 81 and was one of the old cinema film programme fillers featuring a cinema organist. Although it turned out to be one that only had the briefest appearances of Reginald Fort, who, apart from the playing of his signature tune on the Compton of the Ambassador Hounslow, his role was to accompany a group of singers and instrumentalists. Reg Fort, of course, was no stranger when it came to using an organ in that capacity, and many years ago I had a recording of his composition, The ABC March, on the original BBC Compton in the company of a small orchestra. Well, Australian organist John Atwell liked the composition too, and so he set about making a solo version of it on the Compton in Malvern Town Hall, Melbourne in Australia. So here's the opener to this month's programme, the ABC March. Thank you. Hands up all those who thought they were going to relive their young Saturday morning children's picture show days by hearing We Are the Boys and Girls, well known as the Miners of the ABC. Sorry to disappoint you, because the ABC march that you've just heard John Atwell play was based on the three notes, A, B and C sharp, albeit with a little artistic license from original composer Reginald Fort. Now, between April the 19th and May the 8th, German organist Claudia Hirschfeld is back touring the country, and for the first time is bringing a special guest with her in the form of the famous panpipes player David Doring. Venues include Milford-on-Sea, Middleton-on-Sea, Bournemouth, Aldershot, Swineshead, Derby, Norwich, Scunthorpe, Colchester, Orpington, Stilton, Nottingham, Withernsea, Dronfield and Cornwall, where on Friday the 26th of this month, it'll be my pleasure to once again compare her second concert visit to the Wadebridge Town Hall, where the proceeds for that concert will go to the Merlin Muscular Dystrophy Charity. Just check out the Claudia Hirschfeld fan club page for all the exact locations, starting times and admission prices, etc. Once again, Claudia will be playing her specially adapted Versi Pergamon organ with a programme of music to suit all tastes. And no doubt the one in Cornwall will contain the hauntingly beautiful James Last composition, Morning in Cornwall. Claudia Hirschfeld and Morning in Cornwall. And I hope to see some of you at Weybridge Town Hall on Friday the 26th. Doors open 7 o'clock, admission £10, which is certainly good value for a concert that will be just that little bit different, but equally exciting. Returning now to the subject of the little gems that I found on TV in recent weeks, the most unexpected one was a documentary all about the famous American pop star Gloria Gaynor and the chart-busting worldwide hit that she had with the song I Will Survive. It traced the story of the song and indicated the different ways that it had been recorded, which included a nice interview and a performance of the number by Phil Kelsall at the Tower Blackpool Wurlitzer. My collection of his recordings revealed that he actually recorded it as part of a medley on one of his very first LPs 40 years ago. Thank you. will survive, the carnival is over, and thank you for the music. Phil Castle, of course, there at Blackpool. And we're going to remain in that town for the next item, which leads me into news of my YouTube video series. And there's a new one now featuring the late and great Reginald Dixon. Back in the year and approaching his 80th birthday, BBC Radio Manchester interviewed him at home, and that tape eventually was broadcast on my programme. It turned out to be the very last full-length interview that he gave, and so I've used it as the basis of the new video, which you can easily find on YouTube by simply typing into the search box, Reginald Dixon Remembered. Even better, just go to the link in the tune list for this month's programme. The interview now contains tracks from some of his rare early recordings, private photographs from his collection, as well as many birthday wishes which famous Organ World members and friends recorded for him back in 1980. Tiptoe Through the Tulips, memories there of Reginald Dixon, MBE. One of the most recent surprises I got was an email from a very famous broadcasting and recording organist who I must confess I thought had given up playing and recording. Not so, it would seem. In fact, he's moved with the times and, like a growing number of artists in the music business, has decided to release future recordings as internet downloads. So, who is the mystery organist? Well, none other than one of the most prolific recording artists, Jimmy Smith. Now, I don't need to tell you that I'm referring to the UK Jimmy Smith and not the American jazz organist who passed away in 2005. In his many years in the business, Jimmy has played, demonstrated and recorded many of the organs of yesteryear for various major labels. But for this new venture, he's using the Yamaha models 70 and 90. And I have to say, I think it's some of the very best of his output that I've ever had the pleasure of featuring on these shows. Anyway, it's time for you to judge for yourselves, as I'm about to play a track from his new recording, which features no less than 23 Cole Porter compositions spread over 18 tracks, after which I'll give you some more details where you can reconnect with Jimmy and some more exciting projects. Just one of those things that he's working on. Thank you. Just One of Those Things, played by Jimmy Smith UK, and that is in fact the very simple internet connection needed to get to his exciting new web page, www.jimmysmithuk.org, and the Jimmy Smith UK is all one word. Now, you'll have heard the Hammond sound featured at the commencement of that number, and one of the other items that can be obtained from the web page is a superb 50-minute, completely segued programme played live on his Hammond TTR. As for the 18-track Cole Porter download, it features many of the better-known compositions, but also a smattering of others that a lot of organists overlook. Well, did you ever? Did you ever? And nice to know that our very own Jimmy Smith is still making good music, and it's now available via the World Wide Web. Time to hear another track from a regular contributor to these shows, Stephen Vincent, an organist who has also grabbed the internet download bug, and someone who combines both the Yamaha and the mighty Paramount Virtual Theatre Pipe organ wizardry to continually explore new sound and visual presentations. His latest features one of the new raft of tunes from the Mary Poppins film remake. Gone are the likes of Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, Feed the Birds and a Spoonful of Sugar, to be replaced by more melodic numbers such as The Place Where Lost Things Go, Nowhere to Go But Up, and this one, which is called Trip a Little Light Fantastic. Here's Stephen Vincent. delightful little tune called Trip a Little Light Fantastic. And as I've said before, that was only the audio side to the artistry of Stephen Vincent, for if you type in his name on YouTube, not only can you see it being performed, but brought to life with some complimentary visual effects. Now, as most of you know, I try to pick up organ music bargains on eBay and to share them with you. Well, the other week, I saw an Ashley Miller recording that was new to me, and it was being sold at a good starting price. After contacting the seller to find out more details, I got a reply from someone named Andrew. I duly waited until the final day, ready to purchase it, at almost the last minute, and I decided to up my bid. In the final moments, it turned out that others were suddenly interested, and so the price went way above what I would normally pay. With the bit between my teeth, I kept bidding, and in the dying moments, I won it. So, what am I telling you this for? Well, the seller turned out to be an organist who appears on this show quite frequently, none other than Andrew Varley. So I banned him from ever being on the show again. No, seriously, I found it quite funny because until my address came up for him to post it to me, Andrew had no idea that he'd previously corresponded with me about the recording. Anyway, both of us were very happy with the end result, and here is a track from the LP in question featuring Ashley Miller at a three-manual custom-built Allen digital computer organ in the home of Mr. and Mrs. Stillman Rice in their home in Connecticut. Dizzy Fingers. Dizzy Fingers, recorded by Ashley Miller nearly 30 years ago, and a recording that took me nearly as many years to acquire. Thinking back, though, I wonder if there's anyone listening to this programme who was also bidding for it, because if so, you now know who the lucky winner was. At this point in the show, I had hoped to bring you another rare recording of Ashley Miller, but along comes another new recording that I wanted to tell you about, so the one with Ashley Miller will appear at a later date on Organ First Radio. But before we get to the new CD, for the price that I paid on eBay for the Ashley Miller LP, I picked up a brand new triple set of organ recordings that Reader's Digest released in 2008. Reader's Digest have a habit of revamping a lot of their recordings using different album titles, and although I already had some of the tracks going back to early LP boxed sets, this CD set had quite a number of artists and tracks that were not on my copies, such as this one by William Davis playing As Time Goes By on what is listed as a Hammond organ. I don't think so. William Davis playing As Time Goes By on what is listed as a Hammond organ, but don't have to be a genius to work out that that's no Hammond organ. But if anybody happens to know just which that instrument is and where it is, then do please let me know, because so far Reader's Digest have ignored all my requests for the proper information. Time to slowly bring the show to a close, but in doing so, it'll be to tell you all about a new recording by Howard Beaumont. But before that, let's turn back the clock to 1974, when Howard made one of, if not, his first theatre organ LP. The location was the Regal Cinema, later Odeon Sunderland, which boasted a 9-rank Compton organ. Thank you. to Be Happy, played there by Howard Beaumont. Well, it was Howard who thought it would be a nice idea to record again this 87-year-old Compton, which has enjoyed an extended lease of life due to the hard-working members of the Sunderland Odeon Organ Society, who moved and reinstalled it in the Ryhope Community Centre in the mid-70s. Well, you couldn't have asked for a better organist than Howard to do just that, and in this new 1-hour, 18-track release, he plays a programme that shows off the many fine voices that organ builder John Compton himself indicated was one of his favourite installations. On this new CD, titled What Else But Sunderland Revisited, Howard has chosen a programme of music which truly shows off all the nine ranks of this Compton in many contrasting ways. Take, for instance, the very beautiful quieter attributes of the organ with the Haydon Wood composition, Brown Bird Singing. Composed by Haydon Wood, one of the most prolific of composers of orchestral music, that was Brown Bird Singing, which he composed back in 1923 and which Howard Beaumont played in January 2019 as one of the tracks on his new Sunderland Revisited CD. Everyone associated with the production of this release should be congratulated in their efforts, not only to record, promote and present concerts at the Ryhope Community Centre, because I understand that time is running out for this bunch of enthusiasts in Sunderland who are now having to look for a new venue in order to continue their concerts, and that won't be an easy task, as many theatre organ preservation bodies have discovered over the years. To end the show this month, then, a track that would have certainly been included last month, namely The March Hare. Reviving memories of a popular tune that Reginald Dixon often played, that was The March Hare, composed by Philip Green for the 1956 British comedy of the same name, which, incidentally, had nothing to do with the furry mammal, but a storyline about the efforts to turn a useless Irish racehorse into a Derby winner. Well, we've arrived at the finishing post safely, but don't forget, you can get all the details of this and other recent organ recordings on the Organ First Radio web pages. So from yours truly, Alan Ashton, it's as ever, bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.